Welcome to Beauty and the Bride, the podcast series for chic, romantic brides who want to look gorgeous and still look like themselves on their wedding day. Beauty and the Bride brings you insider secrets to the best in bridal hair, makeup and skincare, as well as need-to-know beauty brands, must-have products that really work, plus pro artist tips and tricks to looking and feeling stunning on your special day.
So in today's episode of Beauty and the Bride, we've got our guide to help you to find the perfect foundation for your wedding day.
This is Beauty and the Bride with Victoria Northbrook.
So, how do you find the perfect foundation for your wedding day? The right foundation will transform your skin. It will even out your skin tone, make you look radiant and hide any imperfections and give you a flawless natural look. But you've got to find the right product and something that really works for your skin type. As a makeup artist, I've tested hundreds and hundreds of products over the years to find out what delivers and what looks flawless under HD cameras. I'm not sponsored by any cosmetic company and I'm not biased in any way. I know what works, I know which products give you outstanding results and do what they promise, and those that live up to the high demands of your wedding day. So, this is my insider guide on how to find the perfect foundation for your skin type, because you deserve to look and feel absolutely fabulous on your special day. It's most important before you purchase anything that you find out what your own skin type is. It's crucial to get to know your skin and to remember that it changes from season to season, as well as changing over time. The easiest and the best way to figure out your skin type is to see how it feels first thing after it's been cleansed, but before you apply moisturizer. Our skin types tend to fall into the following categories. First of all, we have dry skin. So if your skin feels tight and a little uncomfortable after it's been washed, then it's very likely you have a dry skin type. You're really going to benefit from a hydrating foundation. You want to look dewy and glowy on your wedding day, so a hydrating product really is essential. You want to look at something like Chanel's Vita Lumiere foundation. This classic, timeless, stunning ingredient packed product gives you a dewy, soft finish. It's very light, but it's a lovely, soft, hydrating foundation. If you want to look at something slightly more affordable at the drugstore end, then there's the wonderful foundation by Bourjois, the Healthy Mix Serum Foundation. This budget option looks great in daylight. It gives a sort of luminous radiance to the skin, and it's also packed with hydrating vitamins. The next skin type is oily skin. If your skin tends to look shiny and you've got some larger open pores, then your skin is most likely oily. You're going to want an oil-free, long-wearing foundation because that's going to suit your skin type. It can help control oil and cover any potential breakouts. You're also going to need ingredients that are going to work hard throughout the wedding day to prevent your makeup warming and sliding off your face. You want to look at something like the Laura Mercier Silk Cream Oil-Free Foundation. This is particularly excellent for anyone who suffers from acne. It gives beautiful matte coverage that still gives a luminosity to the skin without ever feeling tight or uncomfortable. Clinique Pore Refining Foundation, again, another excellent option that's going to help to smooth out the skin, control oil, especially down the T-zone, which when we're a little stressed or nervous, we can produce oil on the day in that shiny T-zone area. The Clinique Pore Refining Foundation is really going to help to control that. And then something like the Laura Geller Balance and Brighten Baked Foundation is also a superb option. It feels essentially like a powder, but it's got a cream base to it that sets on the skin. It gives a really luminous finish again without looking heavy, and it never sort of settles into fine lines and wrinkles. Beautiful finish and always helps to control oil on the day. So our third skin type tends to be the sensitive skin. Sensitive skin can actually range from dry to oily, but it tends to be prone to redness, and it can feel sore and a little itchy, and perhaps sometimes prone to blotchiness. It can also, on a sort of extreme end, create conditions like rosacea and eczema. You really want a treatment foundation that's going to soothe your skin, keep redness at bay, and look after your skin for the whole day on your wedding day. I'm a huge fan of Dr. Perricone MD's range, and his No Foundation Foundation is a wonderful treatment product packed with vitamin C. It's airy light, but gives you beautiful skin that looks like your own. You can also try the Oxygenetics Foundation, which is created in partnership with dermatologists, and this foundation is remarkably healing. And then we also have, of course, mature skin. You may feel like your skin has lost a little of its natural radiance. You might be starting to see laughter lines. Hormonal changes can wreak havoc, and you may have discoloration and pigmentation appear, as well as a sort of uneven skin tone that you've not had to cope with before. For the mothers of the bride, it's definitely worth investing in foundations with high performance, active ingredients that are going to restore a youthful glow to the skin and will have rejuvenating skincare benefits. You might want to try the Dior Skin Star Foundation. It has active skincare, it gives ultimate radiance and a really beautiful youthful glow, and it actually soothes and smooths the skin. Another option that you may find helpful is the Charlotte Tilbury Magic Foundation. It has this soft focus effect that blurs and softens imperfections and gives us a real hydrating boost to the skin, whilst also claiming to lift and firm the skin. A real power packer for a foundation. In order to get the right foundation, you also want to test it in natural daylight. It's vital that you see what the foundation looks like on your skin in daylight. Especially if you're in the middle of a department store, you know, at a makeup counter, looking to purchase something, the lighting's never going to give you a true reflection of how that foundation will look on your skin. So don't be afraid to ask for a sample. Most cosmetic counter staff are actually quite experienced and they want you to find the right match. So be bold and ask. At the very least, take a swatch of the product on your skin, then step outside and have a close look with a mirror in daylight. Now, depending on whether you are going to have some sort of soft tan on your wedding day, you may or may not want to match your foundation to your neck. If you are going to go with your natural skin tone, then it's worthwhile placing some of the foundation along your jawline and a little way down your neck. You want to ensure that it blends seamlessly and that there's no telltale tide mark on your neck. Try a couple of different shades alongside each other, streak them, and just compare to make sure you've got really the true match for your skin. And the other trick is allow the foundation to settle on your skin for a couple of minutes at least, ideally 5 to 10 minutes, because some foundations will have a tendency to change color once they're on your skin. So give it time and check and see if it's still a perfect match 15 minutes, half an hour later. I know if this sounds like a lot of effort, just remember it's going to prevent you from risking looking like the colour of an Oompa Loompa on your special day, and it's going to help you avoid making an expensive mistake. Now, you also want to use a high performance primer. Primers are a godsend. A great primer acts like a base coat. It smooths out any imperfections and they help create a perfect canvas on which to apply your foundation, helping you look flawless and helping your makeup last all day. Some of my favourites include the Laura Mercier Foundation Primer. It is an absolute wonder product, a wonderful primer. It's non-greasy, but leaves the skin perfected. Allow it to settle on your skin for 5 minutes or so before applying your foundation. It's created by the legendary makeup artist Laura Mercier herself, and this primer is one of my personal favourites. It gives the skin an almost ethereal glow and makes your skin look wonderful. You also could try the Becker Ever Matte Poreless Priming Perfector. This instantly absorbs excess sebum on oilier skins and helps to refine open pores, and it makes them almost invisible. It's lightweight on your skin, but leaves it feeling velvety soft. Now, when it comes to applying your foundation, if you want to get a really flawless finish, you want to apply in several fine layers. So on your wedding morning, after you've cleansed and moisturized and prepared your skin with a great primer, then you're ready to apply your foundation. And the absolute key to a flawless look is to apply a little in a very fine layer and to blend it seamlessly into your skin. You can apply your foundation using your fingers. Pour a few drops into the palm of your hand, and your natural body heat will help warm the product, and this helps enhance a smooth application. Dot your foundation on your T-zone first. This is the central part of your face and, you know, the forehead, nose and chin. Apply lightly and sparingly with your fingertips, and then blend to perfection. You want to begin to massage with gentle strokes, blending to the outer planes of your face, almost as you would your moisturizer. And your foundation should naturally disappear as you meet your jawline. You can then take a soft synthetic brush and gently buff your foundation, moving in soft circular motions, again from the center of your face outwards. And this will really help to create a flawless finish. Then, if you want or need more coverage, apply a little more product, again sparingly to those areas where you feel you need it, blending with fingertips and then buff again with your brush. Your skin will look soft, radiant and beautifully perfected. And again, I do appreciate that probably sounds like a lot of work, so you always have the option to hire a professional on your wedding day. I know most brides want to relax on their special day and know they simply don't want to have to worry about their makeup because they are in the hands of a professional. If you truly want your makeup to last till the very last dance on your wedding day, then you need a makeup artist to apply it for you. It truly is worth the investment, and you will benefit from our expertise in high performance products. So, I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Beauty and the Bride. I've got another episode in store for you just around the corner. But in the meantime, I hope that's taken you a step closer to your countdown to getting gorgeous for your wedding day. Anyway, until next time, bye for now.
Beauty and the Bride was presented by Victoria Northbrook, with audio production by Harry Bly. Make sure you subscribe to the Beauty and the Bride podcast so you don't miss out on more top tips and the best bridal beauty inspiration. If you'd like to book Coco Bella for your wedding hair and makeup, then visit www.cocobellabride.com.